This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Welcome to Primetime, simp.
Hey, if we still have children in the car that want to call in and with their parents' permission, of course, and tell us what they're going to be for Halloween. That was fun.
That's really cute.
God, the phones are blowing up, man, if you missed that last round.
Yes, if they're still in the car, you're probably running late and frantic if that's the case. But we can get those on. And then we got some that we'll pull off the FOF line from earlier as well.
Oh, yeah.
On this Halloween day.
So they get started early. They go get their in the afternoon as soon as they get out of school.
Yes.
Plus, you have your little parties at school. We did. I'm sure you still do.
Some trunkers, maybe.
Yeah. Know,
the trunkers. Not trumpers. Trunkers.
Trumper treat.
I'm dressed as a proud piece of garbage today.
Are you? That's nice. I like your moves.
That's right.
You walk around each.
That's right.
Each
call
classroom.
Me Oscar.
Get your little candies.
Miss me? Yeah. What does that garbage bag mean? Fill it up with candy. What do you think it means?
Right. Remember the little jack-o'-lantern bags you put some candy in?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody always brought cupcakes.
For real. I don't know that it was a sign of not having, but like my first trick-or-treating receptacle was literally a brown grocery bag. Literally what it was.
I had a pumpkin, like a plastic pumpkin.
See, you rich, bougie ass.
I wasn't.
I had a real pumpkin. Did you ever see a kid? Oh, I know, the plastic one.
The little plastic one was good.
I did see a kid one time that did carry around an actual pumpkin that his parents had hollowed out and put saran wrap down in.
Oh, that's kind of cute. Heavy, though.
But very heavy. Exactly right. Exactly right. By the way, I don't know how I can make this happen, but when this is all over, Halloween and then the Thanksgiving, or that, you know, that thing starts to melt on the front porch, I'll take it for my goats.
Oh, yeah.
They love them. I don't know how I'll get them. It would be kind of stupid for me to drive around to each of your homes and get them.
You're like them too.
But maybe some kind of micho in like a Big Lots parking lot one day, and you drop off all your old pumpkins to me, because it'll feed them things for a while, and they love them, and y'all would just probably throw them away.
It's not going to give them the runs, is it? Like they're going to.
Everything does, dude. Everything does. It's like a freaking Powerball drawing every 5 seconds here with those guys.
Oh, you can have a rotten pumpkin patch. It's just they're all sitting around. We're going to Madman's rotten pumpkin patch.
There's people that have actually offered me money to bring them and eat kudzu off land, but it's real dangerous because
the
land could fall.
You don't want to injure your goats.
Oh, one of them's already injured.
Oh, no.
Hank, the one who got, he's the rescue that got hit by a car.
Oh, yeah.
Looking back, I should have named him Vince.
Was
1-800? No, wasn't my car. You ain't the first person to ask me
such
that
a
either.
Funk.
He's just one of those that he walks. He got hit by a car. The people didn't pay much attention. They had a larger farm. Didn't realize, and then his leg just grew that way, and now he walks with that of a 70s pimp strut.
He's got swagger.
He walks like Fred Sanford, kind of, but he's awesome, and his name is Hank. All right,
Hank.
1-800-774-0093. We'll go in no particular order to P1 Happy Days. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going? Do we have children in the car?
Yeah, I've got my 4-year-old grandson, Casey. Say good morning.
Good morning.
Casey, what you going to be for Halloween?
Speak
up.
Spider-Man.
Oh,
that's good.
Yes, Spider-Man's
that's
good.
That's the second one. Well, just the second one on the air. I've seen tons on the text. That Spider-Man, I think, is...
popular.
Yeah, why not Batman, though? Let's talk about this. You like Spider-Man more?
Yeah. Batman or Spider-Man?
Oh, you like Spider-Man.
Oh, wow. That's a good pick. I get that. I get that. Well, I hope you get lots of candy. Grandma said she's giving you extra candy for calling in today.
Yep.
That's right.
Hey, what was his name again? What's his name?
Casey, I think.
Casey?
Was it Casey?
Casey, yeah.
Casey, who's Grandma voting for?
Wow.
Uh-oh.
All the way.
Oh, listen at her. All right. Well,
look at that. Love the kid. Love him.
Uncle Matt Man owes you a candy bar for that one. Thank you. Y'all have a happy Halloween, okay?
You too.
Thank you, Hank. Oh, how sweet. You know what it is, I think, is with Spider-Man, he's just a regular kid.
He's a good guy.
Well, he's not like, see, people always said this to me about, you know, used to it was just Superman or Batman back in the 80s, 90s stuff. That was the only two, the argument. It was like Ric Flair and Hulk Hogan.
Yep.
And Batman. I mean, it just kind of, well, then it rhymed with my radio name.
That's true.
But no, I always liked Batman. But then people would always say, yeah, but he's kind of a rich kid who just bought everything he wanted. And people compare like Elon Musk to him. They're like, but Spider. And then I'd say, well, Superman's an alien.
Yeah,
and
he
I
is.
Know the way you feel about borders. So you technically probably wouldn't like him. And then, but then Peter Parker, though, young kid, you know, just maybe not the cool dude at school.
Undersized nerd.
And it maybe, you know, this generation of kids, the younger ones, are like, yeah, I don't really care about money stuff anymore. Or
yeah.
Vicky Vale.
You know, they build a fan base so quick. It's like Steph Curry, there was a misconception that he was an undersized guy playing basketball, but he's not. He's 6'3". He's like an average guard height. But, you know, like he looked smaller, so the kids thought, hey, that's a little guy playing basketball. I could do it too.
It's like when you see wrestlers standing beside, like, Omos or Big Show or any of those. Like, they don't look big, but then you see them in person. Like, oh, you're 6'4". Okay. And they also hire the shortest backstage reporters ever. Like, you ever seen any of those women, like, away from the, not in person necessarily, but not in those, the way they do the camera is almost on the ground to accentuate how big the wrestlers are. Those women have got to be like, well, I was about to say 4'12", but that would be 5 foot. I mean, it would, right?
Or a dime a dozen, too, it seems.
4'12".
How many people you think are trying to close off their neighborhoods now? Somehow you just can't get in because there are masses of people that go to these nice neighborhoods.
God, you think that maybe there's a tree near the front that some of the HOA presidents or vice president or whoever got together and said, look, let's go cut that tree down. We'll act like it left over from Helene. People can't get in here. And they're like, well, dude, we can't get out either. We're going to other neighborhoods to trick-or-treat. We're not trick-or-treating here either. Like, what? How do people expect to go anywhere and actually get candy when most people are out trick-or-treating with their kids? Like, it's not the thing where dad stays back anymore. Everyone goes.
I didn't think about the HOA angle. Are they required to have candy?
Some of them. Well, I lived somewhere where they said if you don't do a common courtesy and just turn your porch light off.
And it'll stop a kid.
No, because the porch light at that point was motion activated. So even if they walked in the yard, it came on. It was almost like I was standing there telling them, yeah, come get some candy.
You just, you know.
It was just motion activated.
Just leave the bowl out and please just take a couple. Don't be the kid who empties the whole.
Don't be a piglet.
I'm telling you, don't do it. You will get diabetes in the future.
You never did that, Paige, when you ran HOA? You didn't force people to have candy?
No, we don't have trick-or-treaters in my little
This is America.
Section.
It's freedom of...
They hardly ever went there. They went. There was a nicer neighborhood right around the corner that they frequented.
Hey, it's almost like you don't want to like live in a really, really nice neighborhood. Not just because you don't give away candy, but like all the people... just coming through
from
there.
From my neighborhood, go to yours.
And you're like, yeah, well, we're blessed. We can give away better candy or whatever, but.
Why would you want to?
I'd rather stand at the subdivision entrance and just have an assembly line. Just drive by with your window open.
I did have.
I'll sling one in there. You just keep on going.
Since I rented out the clubhouse and I did have some money that I acquired, I did have a.
You robbed a bank.
No, I had a Halloween party for the kids.
Oh, did you?
And it was fun.
You counted on your taxes?
I should have.
Should have.
It was fun. They all dressed up.
Fat Boy knows somebody at UNICEF if you need a signature. All right.
I got hookups everywhere.
We're going to.
I'm sure you
want
do.
Want those little change boxes?
Yeah. You got an address in Cayman Islands, too, if you need that.
Oh, okay.
It's a P.O. box. It's at a UPS store, but still works.
I have one of my bank accounts there.
I have a prepaid Swiss debit card for all you know.
Right.
Know.
That's right. All right. We're going to. Fat Boy owns several islands, in fact.
I'm sure he does.
Party Boy. Many others.
Party Boy Island?
Is that the one in Hartwell? No, that's just Party Island.
Party Island.
Party Boy
Island.
What's
Party Boy Island?
Epstein.
Oh, hang on now.
1-800-774-0093. We're going to talk Halloween till we green in the face, right?
Might as well.
Blue in the face. Green in the face. All right. Morning, everybody.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You think so?
I mean, like-minded.
Fat Boy was just saying, like, if...
Oh, my God.
And it would be hard to segregate the community that way, but if you lived in a community where most of the parents were single, mm-hmm. you turn into, like, a speed dating thing. Like, you go up, trick-or-treat, and the mom's looking at the dad, and dad's looking at the mom, and by the time that candy goes in that bucket, you got to decide if you want to slide that number to her or vice versa.
Plus, you're meeting the kid, so if the kid seems cool, you're like, this might work out.
Right. You get to peer into the home a little bit, check out the living room, see how it looks.
Oh, my God.
Is it presentable? Catch a whiff of the fragrance in the home?
Yeah, that's important.
So you can work in your little flirt with the mom when she's there. You know, if the dad, if that's your thing, too, that's cool.
Or it's some of those where they're, like, sitting on the porch the entire time because they're really, like, really enjoying Halloween. And then it just becomes awkward. If they come to the door and just... You know, look, I'm not, no one's there for just the free candy.
Hmm.
It's for the experience.
Please.
It's to get us ready in case we have to become beggars in the future because of this economy. Now, you go through there, and if they're sitting there on the porch, the whole family, and they're watching you walk up the driveway or whatever, they're already like murmuring amongst themselves, oh, look at them. And then when you get up there, you feel weird as just taking the candy and then skedaddling, leaving. You feel like you got to stand there for a little bit or whatever. It's like when I go to the gas station to take a dump. I feel as though I should buy something as well. Right? I don't just go do it and pop out of there.
But then it would be your luck. You go to the one store, they're like, you have to, like, a minimum purchase.
Right.
You got to buy $5 worth.
Got to scan my receipt to be able to get in the toilet.
Because they don't want to pay that card transaction fee. They want you to pay it. Even though you're already overpaying for whatever soda or jar breakers or lemon heads.
Jar breakers.
Yeah.
Those are illegal now, right?
Yeah, a lot of places don't sell them. That's the other thing, too. You can't, like, what candy do you want to give out? It don't want to be too good. It don't want to be not good enough.
What's that thing we were saying earlier? Like, it's the whole thing about we want to be accepted by everyone. And we want people to remember and say, oh, wow. It's like the guy, and I think it's usually a guy. Maybe there's some women really into fireworks, but if there's a big fireworks spectacle or whatever, and you're paying for it, like, you're a fool, kind of. Like, you really are. You're not getting a good vantage point of the show. You're doing it for everyone else. But meanwhile, they're looking at it and marveling, and all the crap's going in their yard.
That's how you can tell how redneck a woman is, if she likes fireworks.
Yeah. Or if you say, man, I wish I'd had some Tannerite, and she's like, how much you need?
Well, you mean just the ones that you like yourself, right?
Yeah, the ones that you go by, you know, like, hey, get a special pack. We got a four-pack of bottle rockets for $855.
Because I like to watch fireworks somewhere, but I'm not going to light anything myself.
Give away fireworks if you run out of candy. Like, I remember one time let's not be racial. I was watching, when I was a kid, I remember we ran out of candy.
That was it, right?
My dad probably would have closed the door, but it was Hey Baby, who was just, I can't decide sometimes if she was angelic and just so giving, or
Hey Baby,
she was just a welcome mat. Maybe she named me after her giving ways.
She had out dollars?
My dad went and handed out quarters.
Damn.
I know. Back then, that was like getting a dollar now, which still ain't going to get you much, but still.
You could instantly use that quarter.
Yeah.
You couldn't now, really.
No. Hey, kid, go buy a newspaper.
How many kids are going to come back and, I didn't get a quarter, Mr. Harris?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
You go double dip.
Yeah, you did, Mickey Mouse. I can tell.
How much information you think you could pick up off of somebody off dropping them off? Like we were talking about the single thing earlier.
Right.
A lot.
You know, like, hey.
Kids love to talk.
Oh, I didn't even think about that angle of it.
Using the kid as a way to.
Or you could pick him for it, or, you know, like.
Tell me, is your.
You give my daddy a piece of candy? He said he hadn't had any yum-yum in a while.
Is your mother single? That's kind of creepy.
Well, no, if you like, you know, the mom's walking.
Your daddy around.
Mom's walking the kid up. You're like, you know, dad, what's dad dressed up like? Well, no, dad's not in the picture. Like,
I don't have a dad.
The kid ain't going to say it.
Oh, really?
Mom gives you a little wink. You know, well, thanks for the candy.
Oh, it's fine. We're fine. Don't mind him. It's just a bad time for us right now.
You know, if you're walking back through here, you know, feel free to stop off and get one of these white Kit Kats if you want.
Oh, yum. You have one of those?
Or, you know, you could, like, I'll say
he's got purple Whoppers is what he is.
Oh, those are good.
I'm talking about the actual hamburger.
Oh.
The Addams Family from BK.
Not into any of
I don't want to know too that much
sounds
about
like
that.
Some kind of hallucinogen.
I know, man.
Whopper. If you had a purple Whopper, yeah, dude. Wow, man.
That sounds terrible.
It's like I thought a purple. My hand was walking around like thing. It was weird.
It's like a purple Nurple, but we get the whole tea and a purple Whopper.
Why does your Whopper look like the top of an eggplant? You trying to tell me something, Marvin? I don't know why I chose Marvin, if there's a Marvin out there listening.
Sorry, Marv. Yeah, it's just, you know, this would be some hooking up tonight. Doesn't even have to be going to a party and dressing up.
Yeah, those are done, though. Like, this is kids' day, you know? I mean, there'll be some orgies and things that go on, but, like, this will be.
Orgies.
This will, you know, those probably were wrapped up over
and
the weekend.
Eyes Wide Shut orgy? That'd be.
You know, you mentioned something earlier about wearing mask out in California, and I'm like, you know, out there they
that'd
wear
be dangerous.
Yeah,
she's 0-60 here and like pretty quick here lately, you know. We talk about a little get together of, you know, consenting adults, and she blew it up into the Mardi Gras of porn.
I've never been to anything like that. I don't know if I would like that.
Why are you winking at us when you say that?
I did not say that.
This is when I wish we were video streaming. She's elbowing me while she says it as if she's lying.
Very dangerous. Like you can end up giving away a kidney.
How many costumes you think got nixed? Like, you know what? You can't. And I'm thinking more, obviously, the female side of it. As far as like daughters go,
is that your mom?
Well, if you've seen
wear
their prom dresses nowadays, they're not going to be much difference. Prom dresses, and ho-ko dresses now. God bless, look like the miniskirts of the '60s.
Homecoming queen.
I ain't complaining.
Do you not feel weird if you wear certain stuff? Like, you know, when I'm scrolling through the TikToks looking at stuff,
yeah,
there's one that pops in. I don't know why it pops in on me because I don't follow this person. She's like, I live at home. I'm 21. But I got to cover up before I go out. So she's got like a regular shirt on, but she shows you what it is underneath. It's just like a spaghetti strap type shirt with no bra. Like you can see what she's got going on.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, this is what I really party in when my parents aren't looking.
Her parents, like she's 21 and they have a dress code for her.
I guess. I mean, you know how some parents are. As long as you live here, you're going to be back by
my ruse, my house.
Yeah. But it's weird that she would wear that. Like, I'm going to look. Everybody's gonna look at you.
Well, technically, she does have her clothes on. It's not nudity.
I just wonder how many like costumes are gonna like look.
I thought you meant more politically incorrect, but you're saying more just revealing.
Yeah, just like showing stuff. Like, yeah. I see your nipples, you know. You're obviously not wearing a bra.
I thought about dressing as a dog and luring some Haitians away, but I was not going to do that because I felt as though people would... They would... As a
dog, how do you make yourself look more delicious?
Well, it's
it was barbecue sauce in his
head. I would carry a bottle of Sugar Ray? What's his name? Not Sugar Ray. Damn it, he was a boxer.
Sweet
Baby Ray.
Baby Ray.
That's him. Uncle Baby Billy.
I've said it wrong so many times I had to remember what it actually was.
Yeah.
So the affordable Sweet Baby
barbecue
arms.
Sauce. I would carry that around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come over here.
I didn't know you wanted to be barbecued. Yeah. I mean, it could be deep fried or something.
Pop into an ice van. Oh, joke's on you.
You'll have those stupid costumes too. Like, I'm a pack of ketchup. Look at me.
Yeah. But I was like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. That's awful. Now, I will say, those of you that are actual, like, garbage men and garbage women today, I bet y'all are getting some horns blowed at you, some thumbs up. Good for you.
Yeah. You should. Good for you. Thank you for your service.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Many others. Jay Dizzle.
Yep.
Been in the business a long time.
All of you. Thank you.
Splashing Blumpkins.
That's right.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah.
Many others.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that.
I don't want to pick up my own trash.
As far as other...
you don't.
You know, they were saying like... And I did notice this the other day. God, what's his name? Well, maybe I'm second-guessing myself. Did Woody carry a weapon in Toy Story?
Woody? Oh, like a gun?
Oh, you said it. You said it. You said the word.
A Geon.
He was a cowboy.
I don't know.
I know.
Let me look up a picture.
Well, I just noticed the other day because they were saying like there's the big.
You think it's the Montana effect or whatever?
Mandela.
That's what it is.
Montana's where they give tampons to kids. Right? No, it's Minnesota.
Oh.
I'm looking.
One of them M states.
Toy Story.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what. Person texting in from 828 area code. I agree with your text, but dude, you better hope NSA don't read them.
You know they are.
NSA or any other government.
If he's got an iPhone, they are.
Type
he's got
entities
a,
with initials.
A know. Holster, but I don't know about.
Oh, maybe there's. Maybe.
Yeah, from what I could tell, there's nothing in it.
Okay, so they.
Well, there's a dildo
Disney's
in here.
Disney's part of the. Well, no, okay. That's a fan fiction.
Oh, that's Sex Toy Story. It's a different movie. Huh?
Sex Toy Story. Oh, Lord.
Why didn't we ever do that?
Because it's vile, Paige.
Why? Why is it vile?
Nobody wanted to be Stinky Pete.
Oh, that's true.
Could be a completely different.
Why did we ever do that?
I don't know.
Disney's been known to be litigious about certain things.
Yeah, they really are.
Oh my God.
Oh Lord.
I mean, like aggressively so. Especially if you catch somebody recording their movies illegally.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money they get.
Also, I wonder that the person is, again, I'm not saying I disagree with, I do. I will say I disagree with some of the stuff, the tone and everything, but like, I don't know. Like he's saying, like he doesn't allow he or she. I don't know. Are not allowing the kids to dress up in Disney costumes because of what Disney represents now. Which that goes very deep and far and beyond. But like, I don't believe that either.
It's dumb at
you
that point.
You still will go to Disney World. You still will go.
Let a kid. You're gonna tell that to a kid. Why can't I be? You know, whatever.
Why can't I be Mulan?
Why can't I be Uncle Remus? You're like, well, this is why.
Well, we don't have any bluebirds to put on your shoulder and.
No zippity doo.
Like, you know, I don't support the company and you can't dress up. It's like some people only let their kids be Bible characters.
Oh, wow.
Like, how do you pull that off every year?
Imagine being, I'd like to say a special I'm sorry to the children of Jehovah's Witnesses. I mean, like, y'all don't get to do this. or Christmas either. God, y'all, that sucks.
Kids really are a pain in the ass.
No, but the parents are, I mean, where the parents won't let them decide what they want to celebrate. It's like, okay, happy birthday. We're not getting you nothing, though.
You don't get anything on your birthday. That's rough.
Why are the kids walking about getting free candy right now? Don't ask. It's not about you. They're going to hell.
I can't.
Well, that seems to be the message.
I can't believe you had a paper bag. You filled that sucker up, I bet.
I've never went to one of those churches. I don't like going on Saturdays. It's when the bars are open, man.
It's time to let loose.
Yeah. All right, we will take a break here. That was all for entertainment purposes only. Good morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
You there, Tim?
Yep.
All right, Tim. Here's what we got. You ever play any sports in high school, middle school, ever in your life?
Yeah, I did.
What was the sport?
Lacrosse.
Oh, Jesus. I don't even know the rules of that one. Lacrosse? I mean, my Lord. Where are you from, Lacrosse Anchor? Now, let's say, like, here's the thing. You know the whole thing about you got to have that pep talk. Sometimes you're going into a situation or maybe a first date or whatever. You're like, look, get yourself together. Let's do this thing. Let's not allow anybody to make my position wane or to make me feel like I'm not strong-willed with this. I'm saying you sound very timid. And I think you got to kind of control this situation, not being a dickhead to your brother, but you got to just say, look, you got to have a little something in your voice to let him know this isn't BS. Because I'm fearful that at the end of this, when he finds out he's on the Rise Guys, he's going to think it's a bit. So you feel sure of this. You're absolutely sure that you want to do this.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of people are fearful on the text line saying that this could make matters worse because you're announcing the party. You say they can't come to the party, but maybe something happens. That they don't come to the party, but maybe certain things are sent to your home or...
Can't have anything like that happen.
Okay.
Can't.
All right, hold on.
I don't.
I have to legally ask you this because our big corporate conglomerate says I have to. Are you sure you want to do this? We're not offering you any kind of prize, and you're doing this on your own free will, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Paige, you witnessed that, correct?
I heard every word.
All right. He just audibly signed that contract. All right. Here we go. Fat Boy's down the number. When your brother answers, just talk to him. Don't act like you're on the radio. Try to sound as normal as possible, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Truth and consequences.
Hello?
Ronnie.
Yeah.
Ronnie,
hey, man.
Hello, man. How you doing?
Hey. Hey, what you doing?
Not much. You got a quick minute?
Yeah, hell, what's up?
Look, man, what do you got going on for Halloween this year?
I don't know. Not much, really. I mean, I'm just kicking around a couple of ideas. What's going on?
Okay, I mean, you know, are you guys going to be home or not?
I mean, it's a good possibility, most likely. I don't even really know what day it's on.
It's on a Thursday this year.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know, man. I quit buying candy. I know that much. I'll probably shut the lights off and hope these kids come down the driveway.
Well, I don't blame you. I guess I should have asked about the weekend, but do you have any plans?
Oh, you mean party-wise?
Yeah.
I mean, me at least thought about going to a party, but hell, man, I don't know. You know, we got invited to one, but I don't know if I want to dress up this year, you know.
Okay, you know. Yeah, I get that. I get that, I guess, you know.
Well, what's going on here? Why are you asking me all this? What's going on?
I just wanted to, I don't know the lay of the land for Halloween and your plans, you know. I don't know how it is in this our neighborhood, you know, being my first time here.
Well, it's about like anywhere else you go. Damn kids running around here, a bunch of candy, dressing at the same time, tearing up my grass.
All right, yeah, that's what I figured to expect, you know. I know now.
Man, you sure you're good? You never called me this early in the morning. Hell, it's usually a text I see and, you know, you send I see and then I forget to respond to about lunch or whatever.
Well, okay, look, I got something I really need help with here, you know, and I'm being serious, so I just wanted to talk to you about it.
Oh, hell, man, you need some money? That's what this is? I'm surprised it took you this long.
No, it's not money. You know what? What the hell do you mean? I got a job. I don't want to ask you for money.
Nah, you don't. But this is the first time for everything. So what the hell else would you call for? What's going on, man? What is this?
Well, it's the thing is, I'm gonna have a Halloween party.
Okay, congrats, Mister. Bought a new house, big shot. What time we need to be there?
Well, that's the thing, you know, Ron, it's just that it's for people at work, and you can't be there.
What?
I need you and Terry as far away from the house as possible that night. I hope, you know, you guys can just go to a couple different parties, you know, if I'm being honest.
Wow. Man, I don't even know what to say, man.
It's just one night. I need you and little Terry just to stay away from the party. You know, I need everything to go perfect that night. I really do. I can't have any nonsense.
Why are you afraid of little Terry so much, man?
You know damn know why. Come on now. You've been giving me so much hell since I moved in there. You know, I'm skittish about bringing any people to my house.
Come on, bro. It's just some harmless fun, man. That's all.
No, man. You know, you guys don't have any limits. And, you know, I'm sure that you take it sometimes. But when there's other people here, other people coming to my house, people that I work with, I can't speak for them. I don't want to be put in this crazy position.
Man, what are you so damn worried about?
I got people coming from work, and, you know, I want to make a good impression with them. I want to actually try to, you know, go someplace with this company, and it would go a long way and work for me.
You want to smooch some corporate ass? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, I guess, mainly.
I think it's mainly he didn't want to get fired. Yeah, that's a good point. Hey, Ron. Ron, you hear my voice? Ron.
Hey, yeah, who's that?
Oh, come on, man. I'm such a big fan of the Rise Guys.
Well, Ron,
we're on the radio right now.
You on the radio? What?
We are.
We're on the radio right now.
We all are here. Paige is here, and Fabboy, and freaking me, we're all here. Good morning.
Whoa, don't cuss. In my life, I might not be on the Rise Guys, man. This is cool as hell.
Well, just, yeah, hell's fine. Just don't say anything really above that level. But he's, you know, Tim's being serious here. You know, that's what he says. He told us about the paintball with the penises. Good Lord, dude. You're laughing great.
Man, that was one of the best jokes I ever told in my life. That was amazing.
Yeah, better than the live black snake in his mailbox.
Oh, boy.
Tell you about the snake also.
We've heard it all. But, you know.
Look, oh, man.
I mean, Tim, let him know if you're being serious right now. You know. He sounds like the dude.
The dude abides.
Oh, my God. This is crazy. Tim? I don't know, man. We got to wrangle this. What are you thinking, man? What do you want to say to Ron?
Ron, please just take one night off. You know, I appreciate all the things that you guys do, but it's just too much. I can't have anything offensive. I can't have any practical jokes. These are people that I work with, and you could just please stay away from the house.
Maybe just for the one night, then you can raise hell the next day.
Ron, did you make Tim this way? Did you make Tim sound this nervous? All these pranks over the years? He sounds like he's afraid to talk to him.
No, man, I didn't mean to traumatize him. That's my brother, you know?
I don't know what you
said. Goodness.
Okay.
This is great.
Just for time purposes, we have to roll on with this. Ron sounds like he's having the time of his life right now, but we're not hearing a lot from Tim. Tim, we'll give you like 30 seconds to wrap it up. And I mean, if you got to hang up and call him and talk it out, fine, but time-wise, we gotta nip this real quick.
I'll stay away from your party, man, but you're going to get it afterwards. I'll stay away from your party, but you're due.
Well, I was joking about that part. Wow. Let's just not, I mean, he sounds like he's gotten enough.
He's afraid of little Terry, too.
He told us about the Ring doorbell with the guy with his genitals.
That's not funny.
Oh, man. That was that kid's got a pair of cojones.
Yeah, everybody saw him.
Okay, it works, Saul.
Yeah, okay. You think about that, though. Everybody that goes and rings that doorbell's got, you know, his scrotum fingers. So just so you know.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Ron, I love you to death. I'd love to have you call in at any other time, but right now we're going to have to bounce. Appreciate you listening to the podcast.
I appreciate you guys. God bless you guys. All right. You all keep me going in the morning, man. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. And take it easy on your brother and wrangle young Terry. Okay.
We're going to be good, right?
He's gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
Dude, it ain't going to be good. I'm just telling you, I thought that was... I mean, he said he'll leave you alone for the night, but then it's going to be hell the next night.
You got to start fighting back, man.
Why'd you move on the same street? You just bought the house, he said. Why'd you move there, of all places? I mean, good Lord.
The Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.